Hello, the Five Minutes of the Prophetess. The Finished Work of Christ, episode 56, 5-6. And you know how we do it. We go to 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, which is the fundamental scripture from which we're gleaning these episodes. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always say that you will not believe in vain. That is why you're listening. Because if you keep listening and you keep checking on the first thing, the priority of the gospel, you will not miss it. For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So we're looking at how that Christ died, and that is what has brought us to the events leading to Christ's death. And remember, I say the physical events are nothing in comparison with what is happening in the spirit, because spiritually Christ is going to be united with spiritual death, which is what? The nature of the devil. So here is Peter was denied Christ, and immediately the cock crew. And Jesus had prophesied. He had said to Peter, warned him, said, "Oh, Peter, this is what is going to happen." He said, "No way, cannot happen." But it happened because Peter was not watching and praying. He did not know that these things, what's, you see, the prophecy that was given is from the spirit realm. From the spirit realm, things happen. The things in the spirit realm are what impact the physical realm. So anybody who is going to overcome what's happening in the physical, overcome what has happened in the spirit, then you can do that with the word of God. Oh yes, if he had kept the word, maybe it wouldn't have happened that way. But he thought it was a physical thing, he was going to deal with it physically, and that was where the trap caught him. So now Pilate, they had to send him to Pilate, and these were Jews, and remember the Passover was coming, they couldn't defile themselves, they couldn't enter into the judgment hall of Pilate. Sent Jesus there and said, "Pilate, this man must be killed. Give judgment and judge him so that we can put him to death." Remember, these were Jews, they could not put any man to death, but they could talk to the Gentile, the Roman, so that the Romans would put Jesus to death. They wanted him dead before the Passover. No, they want this guy dead, and they will do everything. They themselves won't do it, but they will talk to those who can do it. You know, sometimes there are people like that in the office, or colleagues, or in school. They are always like that. They will not do the dirty work themselves, but they will talk to people. They know what to say to manipulate others. Before you know it, everybody believes what they say around you, and you're wondering, how did they do it? Yeah, it's often evil spirits that are using them. They themselves are puppets. They don't even know, but they feel this hatred and this dislike. They don't know what it is. They have that thing that cannot stand you at all, and often the devil puts it there. Yeah, and these are his agents. These are people he's using. So, unfortunately, the high priest fell into that category. The high priest and the Sanhedrin, they fell into that category. And now they had given him up to the Gentiles to judge him and put him to death, because they themselves cannot put him to death. And so they're forcing Pilate questioned Jesus. And again, oh, it's so beautiful when Pilate was saying, "Well, they are saying that you are the king of the Jews. Are you really the king of the Jews?" Then Jesus answered in verse 34 of John 18. Jesus answered him, saying, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell you of me?" Ha! Can you imagine? Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew?" He said, "I'm not a Jew. Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you unto me. So what have you done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." You see every inch of Jesus the King. You see every inch of him the King. Oh, yes, indeed. I said he was not squealing, he was not begging, he was not like a pig led to the slaughter. He was a Lamb of God indeed. And so here they are asking him, questioning him. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Then Pilate therefore said to him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, you are saying that. You said it, that I am a king. In this end, I was born. Is I have been born for this. Where I'm standing, my steps are ordered. I have been born for this. May I tell a missionary who is listening to me, where you are standing now is like rough waters. It's like very difficult times. I don't know what it is that you're going through. Listen. Do not give up. Do not squeal. Do not shout. Do not beg. No, no, no. You were born for this. I don't know what you're facing, but you were born for this. Jesus said, I was born for this. I came into this world to fulfill the scripture. Oh, you were born for this. Whatever assignment God has given you, you were born for this. And you are more than a conqueror through Christ, because Jesus has gone ahead and he went through it all. Wherever you stand, do not fear. Fear not, because you were born for this, and God must get glory out of your life. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Keep coming back, listen every day, and share the link with others if you are blessed. Bye.